Those are some protest sounds from the May Day March 1 year ago here in Seattle. Around the world, May Day is recognized as International Workers' Day, but in Seattle and the U.S., May Day is now also a day when immigration reformers rally. For the past 12 years, immigration activists in Seattle have marched through downtown on May 1st. Juan Jose Bocanegra is chairman of the May 1st Coalition. They organize the annual march here in Seattle. And earlier today, I got a chance to talk to him about the march and some of the issues that they face. 2006 was an important turning point in the movement. This is when the House of Representatives back in the other Washington passed something called the Illegal Immigration Control Act. There was a big rally here in Seattle. What were your biggest concerns at that time, taking you back to 2006, about what Congress might do?
It actually criminalized all undocumented workers and all people that aided and abetted undocumented workers. And as such, it created such an alarm situation for everybody in the country, not just immigrants, that people came out in large numbers. We probably had about 4 million people come out throughout the country, you know, in protest. It's been one of the largest single mobilization that this country has ever seen, and also was one of the largest work stoppages that this country has seen since the original strike here in Seattle. Mm. And so, you know, it was very significant because it was that type of mobilization that stopped the legislation on its tracks. And prior to that, the right wing in this country had been getting a lot of momentum with 187 in California and a number of pieces of legislation being introduced. And so there was a steady track by the right wing, and they were gaining a lot of ground in anti-immigrant legislation. And it was the immigrant rights movement that basically pushed back this attacks on immigrants.
I'm wondering, so that was 2006. How have you worked to, or how successful have you been at maintaining that level of participation and enthusiasm that you saw back in 2006?
Well, so Seattle has probably been the single most active city in the country around mobilizations of May 1st. In other parts of the country, including L.A., where, you know, you have the largest concentration of Latinos in the country, you know, there's been so much infighting between leadership groups that the groups get divided, and so people just tend not to participate very much. But here in Seattle, we only have one group that has been leading the march for a number of years, and that's El Comité.
What about this year in terms of issues? What are the main issues that you're going to be focusing on at the rally this year?
Well, the main single issue is the deportation of over 2 million undocumented workers from this country, and the separation of families and the abandonment of children, forcefully abandonment by the parents because of the government policies. And basically, it's not a new phenomena. My family, for example, was deported in the 1930s. So this is just kind of a repeat of the old U.S. policy of the early 1900s. Mm. But this is happening at such a mass scale that it's incredible. The deportations in the 1930s were about 1 million over a number of years. And this one has been like 2 million since the Obama administration took over.
And there's some sympathy in Congress, including with our congressional representatives from Washington State, for this, based on the idea that, look, if we're going to get immigration reform, there should be amnesty.
Yes, that's true. Unfortunately, the type of amnesty that has been proposed by Congress would only allow about 4 to 5 million people to be legalized and would criminalize the rest of about 7 or 5 million people, depending on the number of folks that actually get legalized.
Juan Jose Bocanegra is the chairman for El Comité, and he's head of the May 1st organization that's organizing the annual May Day March here in Seattle. There are a lot of people in the United States, of course, Juan, on the other side, who think that our immigration policies have been too liberal as it is. They think that we need to reduce the flow of immigrants into the United States for a variety of reasons, but one of which is to protect U.S.-born workers, especially low-income workers who are going to have to compete for some of the same jobs that immigrants might be willing to do for lower pay and perhaps in sort of poor working conditions. What's your response to that on the part of sincere folks who are worried about this?
Well, the issue of immigration is not a problem to the United States. Every year, this country needs about 1 million workers to recuperate all the number of workers that have been disabilitated through the factories and industries in this country. And as such, you know, it's the country itself, the need of the country, that brings in workers. The problem here is more of a workers' issue. You know, the workers are the ones that have been heavily under attack, where we've had a large reduction of labor unions' representation over the years, to the point where it's about 15 or maybe even 8% in the private industry representation. And so the issue of immigration is kind of like a place where everything is thrown at, because the workers are suppressed at such point that they are forced into conditions of having to take jobs at a lower wages, because they're not legal and so are basically condemned to that kind of situation. But if there was a labor union that would protect their interests, the whole situation would be different. Mm. You know, the situation is that every industry in this country is clamoring for workers. Not that there's a lack of workers, but that there is the kind of workers that would be willing to suppress themselves to bad working conditions, low wages, and mistreatment. And so it's the whole system. The system is not broken. The system is created in such a way to suppress the workers so that they cannot complain about their conditions. Well, this has got to stop, because not only is it inhumane, immoral, but it's uneconomical for the rest of the country. We've had such an increase in power in 1% of the population that has most of the money, and the rest of the workers are fighting amongst themselves for the meager crumbs that are thrown at them. And that includes immigrant workers.
All right, just to wrap it up, Juan, for folks who are going to be seeing the news stories tomorrow, what's your message to them, and really just what does this May Day rally that's happening tomorrow mean to you?
We're asking to stop the deportations, and the form of that is through an executive order by President Obama. Now, because there is no legislation in Congress that is viable, there's no legislation that is even available, much less viable, in Congress. And we cannot continue to have, you know, millions of other people being deported, as has been done by this present liberal administration. You know, we need to have that kind of relief so that workers are able to fend for their families and not create the kind of havoc and misery in the community. You know, so that's what we're trying to get the message out. This is not it's not the immigrant problem. It's a problem of all workers. And we all together have to stand up and have ourselves counted, because we're the ones that make up this government. It's not the 1%.
Juan José Bocanegra is chairman of the May 1st Coalition. Tomorrow is going to be the 12th May Day Immigration March here in Seattle. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman, and you're listening to The Record on KUOW.